Hello everyone, today's post will be talking about how to make garam masala. This is the first time I'm using garam masala in cooking, and I'm really surprised that I haven't used this spice before. Garam masala means hot spice, and this is not because of there being chili, although you can add chili to your own mixture. However, it's the heat from the spices, especially when you roast it. So it's one of those recipes that will differ based on an individual's preference. However, most mixtures will have cardamom, cloves, coriander, black pepper, and nutmeg. This spice is mainly used in Indian cooking. However, some of the common uses include using it in meat, poultry, soup, or vegetable dishes. So I've posted a link down below on some other ways how this spice can be used. When I used it to make dal, I was really surprised how little salt I needed, so I became really fond of using this spice. I recommend adding garam masala at the end of cooking, or the spice can be used in lentils, soups, curries, or you can even sprinkle some on scrambled eggs. So this is a simple recipe for making garam masala. Feel free to change the recipe to suit your preference. I decided to make mine from scratch for two reasons. Firstly, I had 3 weeks off and decided to clean the kitchen pantry and spices. This might come strange to some people because a lot of people who know me see me as very organized, but sometimes life can get very busy and you can neglect your kitchen pantry. Secondly, I love the aroma of roasting spices, and it was really quite therapeutic to grind the spices and smell the aroma seeping throughout the kitchen. This was also a cheaper option for me because I already had the individual spices to make garam masala. So I hope you enjoy this post. If you do make the spice, feel free to let me know how you went. And if you're interested in future posts about cooking and recipe, please subscribe to my blog. Once again, thank you so much for visiting.